FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. As the House gets set to vote today on the GOP tax cut bill, in the Senate, the proposal is running into some trouble.
The Senate tax cut plan is facing adversity. GOP Senator Ron Johnson already said he won't vote for it, and Democratic critics say it will only help the rich get richer. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill will make taxes lower for families.
According to the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation and recent news reports, the middle class are the biggest winners in the Senate tax plan.
The House's version of the tax bill, meanwhile, is expected to pass on Thursday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Alabama state Republican leaders held an emergency meeting last night and agreed to continue to stand by embattled Senate candidate Roy Moore. Now, the candidate himself, meanwhile, isn't saying much in the face of mounting allegations against him from women who claim he sexually abused them.
Well, Moore has made a few public comments this week, but he's not allowed himself to be questioned during a press conference. Moore released a statement basically saying that he is going to be filing a civil suit, and he says that limits what he can say.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. D.C.'s status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants could now cost the city hundreds of millions in federal funds. The Justice Department has sent a letter to D.C. and 28 other cities and states warning that they're in danger of losing their federal crime-fighting money if their policies interfere with federal immigration enforcement. So D.C.'s been given a deadline of December 8th to convince the Justice Department that is not the case. D.C. police are investigating four separate shooting incidents last night involving five victims in all, one of whom has now died from her injuries. The shootings were spread across town, two in northeast, two in southeast. No arrests have been made in any of the incidents. Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron is set to meet today with Montgomery County Council members, and members are likely to grill him for answers about the governor's plan to add express lanes to I-270 in the Beltway. Councilmember Mark Elrich.
I just really hope they listen, because we can't afford, and they know they can't afford, what they put on the table. And we've got to figure out how do you solve problems within your resources.
Many county council members have said there was no consultation with them from the state before the governor's announcement. Two of every 10 Washingtonians will travel 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving. And that's the highest number in a dozen years.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving used to be the worst day to travel. Now it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, according to AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesman John Townsend.
Traffic will be horrendous because it would increase by a factor of two the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
The worst time to travel that day, between 4:45 and 6 p.m. Townsend's advice to beat insanity-inducing traffic?
You are wise to travel in off-peak times.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The defending D.C. high school football champions, the H.D. Woodson High School Warriors, may have a tough time repeating as champs after 18 of their players were suspended for their part in a brawl after last Saturday's semifinal game. Woodson beat Eastern High School to earn a spot in the Turkey Bowl, but a fight broke out as the game was ending. 18 Woodson players and 9 from Eastern have now been suspended for one game by D.C. Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,271, the Nasdaq at 6706. Sports, John Wall racks up 27 points as the Wizards beat Miami. College basketball, Maryland and Georgetown win, AU and Navy lose. The Caps are in Colorado tonight, and Max Scherzer wins his second consecutive National League Cy Young Award. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, save $10 instantly on two Trico Onix premium quality wiper blades. Advance also offers free wiper blade installation with purchase on most vehicles at most locations. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Valid now through November 29th.
If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit JohnMarshallBank.com. That's JohnMarshallBank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway crash. Maryland commuters in the College Park area, each direction affected. Now, the accident is on the outer loop as you come past Greenbelt and over toward the exit for Route 1. And it looks like they're only allowing one lane to get by. A lot of activity here at the scene of the crash. So as you're coming actually out of Largo, get prepared into Greenbelt to this crash. Now, once you get by the accident, then our next set of delays is our normal rush hour, and it's still in effect from 95 and around to get you toward Georgia Avenue. Interloop into the Sunglare through Bethesda, we're bunched up. 95, of course, is going to be slow to merge onto each loop of the Beltway with that interloop rubbernecking delay, definitely a factor. In the Gaithersburg area, still with the crash, 124 as you come south of Fieldcrest Road before you get to Air Park Road. Watch for police direction there. Virginia, Toll Road inbound near Hunter Mill Road, crash to the shoulder, 395. Oh boy, this has been a tough go since the early start. Out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge due to the earlier crash, freeway now gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Eventually into the upper 50s by midday, early afternoon, and then falling temperatures into the 40s this afternoon. Clear the sky tonight as the front clears, 39 outside the Beltway, colder. A light breeze out of the northwest, cloud sunshine on Friday, 53. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 44 in Waldorf, 44 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. A U.S. government panel accuses Chinese journalists of spying for Beijing. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning to you. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese. And joining us right now is Representative Steve King. Representative King, sir, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Good morning to you, Mary, and to Vince.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. I wanted to talk to you about DACA to start this off. The Democrats seem very confident that they're going to get everything that they want. Are they right?
Well, at this point, I don't know. I've watched as the president served up DACA to negotiate for his own mandate, and I thought that he was negotiating against himself, hardly the art of the deal. And now Democrats have gotten their sense of this, and they think they've got a lot of power and influence on it. And so they've said, we want DACA to be part of the continuing resolution that keeps the government open in December. And evidently, they believe that they've signaled that they're willing to shut the government down in order to give amnesty to 800,000 or so people that they call dreamers. And I think that if they play that showdown, it's one of the reasons that I asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions a couple of days ago when he was testifying before the Judiciary Committee what would happen if we get to the end of that program, which expires March 5th, and the president should decide that his heart overrules his head and he would want to administratively extend DACA. The Justice Department has already declared it to be unconstitutional. I've declared that a long time ago, so Barack Obama and President Trump, for that matter. So it is a jump ball on that. We shall see. Best thing in the end is let DACA die out, get past that March 5th date, and focus on enforcement rather than focusing on amnesty first. We've got this priority of things wrong on a number of different immigration policies in this Congress.
How do you grade the president on immigration? Is he fulfilling his campaign promises, or is he failing here, do you think?
Well, I think that we'll have to see how DACA plays out. But his campaign promise, as I understood it, we expected him to end DACA January 20th within a few hours of his being sworn in his inauguration. And he didn't. He let that go. We found out 2 or 3 weeks later they were still issuing new DACA permits. We didn't expect that. A lawsuit was prepared and was going to be filed September 5th. That was the date that I think the date before that was when he decided, okay, we'll let it expire and the Congress has 6 months to figure it out. So we shall see how this works out. If the art of the deal comes out consistent with his campaign promises, I'm going to be delighted. And I don't want to rule the president out on this. He's really come through with many of the promises he made in the campaign. This is one that stands out as not yet fulfilled.
As a congressman who's very concerned about this, have you received any assurances from the White House that they won't just get rolled on DACA and only have a DREAM Act go through?
Well, I could say I've received assurances, but I'm not as confident as the messengers. So that's how I would describe it, is that this is, this organism of politics is unpredictable, and it's unknowable in a lot of ways. You've got all the forces in the Senate and the House, Democrats, Republicans. You've got the White House that's in the middle of this. And everybody's leveraging for their policy. And there's what I am a bit surprised at is the significant majority of Republicans who came out clearly against amnesty and supported President Trump's immigration agenda. And as soon as President Trump hung the bait out there of, well, I might trade off DACA to get some immigration enforcement, many of those Republicans jumped to the other side of the issue and began to work to figure out how they could get a DACA bill passed. And there was a poll that was done, the Republican Study Committee, that said, do you think that we should legalize the DACA recipients? And that's the conservative group, or at least supposedly. And a majority of them said they thought we should do that. Well, they're following the president, not their head. And the president's following his heart, not his head. We have to preserve and we have to restore the respect for the rule of law. That has been my mission ever since yes. Ronald Reagan made that big mistake of signing the Amnesty Act in 1986.
Sir, what does the appointment of Kirstjen Nielsen do to the idea of DACA? She's pro-amnesty, and voting in her favor were all eight Republicans on the panel.
Well, you just to have somebody as a Secretary of Homeland Security that is pro-amnesty, that has said we owe it to the lawbreakers, and actually many of them are criminals. We owe it to the lawbreakers to grant them amnesty, and that wasn't her exact words. Her exact words did include we owe it to them, and she also chaired a panel at the European Council that advocated for mass migration and immigration into Europe. And if you don't understand that demography is destiny, if that's not part of your equation on how you think, and if another part of your equation isn't that the rule of law has to rule, I don't know how you can be anything except a counterproductive Secretary of Homeland Security. And I would not have voted to confirm her, and I don't believe that she should be established in that position. I'd like the president to take a new look at this. She's also undermining his campaign promises.
So if DACA is set for legislative permanence of some kind, which is an amnesty for this group, and if the president has a nominee who supports amnesty, with respect, why withhold your judgment on the president at this point? Doesn't it seem like he's kind of working against your agenda here on immigration?
Well, I think we're getting to know the president a little better each week.
Yes.
And I've gotten to know him pretty well because he spent a lot of time in Iowa. And, we had a good friendly relationship for several years prior to that, and we've done a number of events together before he decided to enter. And, by the way, I invited him to a major event in January of 2015, where it was actually his first presentation as a likely candidate. So I've watched the psychology of President Trump. I want to work with him. I want to help him succeed on his entire agenda. I would put a stamp of approval on the entire set of campaign promises, get it done, and get on with life. So I don't want to upset what we can do on other issues, and I want to improve all we can on this issue and get as close as we can or actually accomplish the goals that are his campaign promises.
Real quickly, where are you now on Roy Moore? You mentioned that GOP lawmakers that have asked him to step down are anti-Trump. Not all of them now. The White House conditionally saying if these allegations are true, he should step down.
Well, it's true. When I sent that tweet out and attached it to an article, the list of senators in the article were senators that have been never Trump senators, and they've opposed the Trump agenda. They're the first ones to jump on the bandwagon. I only pointed that out. As I watch this, I'm going to withhold judgment for a while. And I'm watching the Republican members of the Alabama House here. I mean, the congressional members from the U.S. House of Representatives from Alabama. They're all holding their endorsement behind Roy Moore. anymore. I'm going to stay where I am unless I see something definitive. But it also, some of this is just not a coincidence. And I've seen this pattern before, and I've watched as the establishment Republicans step up and commit political hara-kiri at the first sign of any kind of scandal. Their virtue signaling ends up being a political suicide for their Republican Party.
Steve King,
I think that Roy Moore deserved the benefit of the doubt.
Congressman Steve King, real quick, yes or no, are you going to be voting today for the tax bill?
I will be for the tax bill. We need to stimulate our economy, and this gets it done.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by. Got a lot in there. Appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, Vince and Mary. Appreciate it.
It's 8:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, but first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltway worries continue. I should say woes, so get ready for this. If you come around the Beltway through Greenbelt and College Park, still only one lane gets by this crash. It's going to be outer loop as you come up to the exit for Route 1. Again, with this one lane open, we're just inching along as we're narrowed down to pretty much just individuals getting by here on the stretch of the Beltway. Inner loop side, you can see it, so we're jammed off the 95 to check out all the activity. Again, that's the College Park area. Top side beyond as you head past New Hampshire Avenue toward George Avenue, slowing. 270 still with the volume in Urbana, Germantown down through to the Beltway. Other troubles this morning have been the toll road, the crash before Hunter Mill Road, have delays still off and on as you come off of the Greenway, and 395 leaving Newington off and onto the 14th Street Bridge. Now that's jammed solid from the earlier crash. It also still gives us heavy pressure GW Parkway to merge up onto 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Today, clouds, some sun, slight chance of a shower, high of 59. The temps are going to fall a little bit this afternoon, and it's going to become windy with winds up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 39. Tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, a high of 53. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Why don't you go ahead and bring my
right, Blake Shelton has been named 2017's Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine. I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of debate about this pick. Blake Shelton? How did he do it? He's giving hope for average dudes everywhere, though, because he made it to the Sexiest Man Alive cover, which is at one point was coveted. But and people, by the way, they're not dumb. They know that Blake Shelton's got a bunch of fans out there, and they may very well draw their eye when they're walking through the checkout counter at whatever their local supermarket is. And, oh, there's Blake Shelton. I love Blake Shelton. I'm going to buy that copy of People Magazine. He seizes the title, by the way, from The Rock. The Rock is no longer, obviously, People's Sexiest Man Alive. He was hoping for back-to-back victories here.
Oh, but, The Rock was?
Yeah, but it just didn't happen.
Sorry.
He said he thought he was, quote, he was going to ever be the first ever back-to-back Sexiest Man Alive, but that absurd fanny pack picture that was making its rounds on the internet caused people to rethunketh the whole damn thing. So the People Magazine did rethunketh it because apparently a fanny pack is a disqualifier in the quest for Sexiest Man Alive. Sorry, The Rock.
And did you notice it was funny this morning? ABC News was doing something where they had all of Blake Shelton's pictures in People Magazine. He always has one hand behind his head because what that does then is it flexes your bicep, right, dudes? Right, guys? You know, it flexes. Uh-huh. So you'll see he always has his hand behind his head because it flexes your bicep. Mike's trying to figure out if that's exactly why.
That's right.
Yeah, so they showed like 5, 6, 7 pictures of Blake Shelton from various People magazine, and he always has a hand behind his head to, you know, like.
Well, this is why, this is why girls like cross their legs when they take a photo and they're standing. It slenders them out. There's like a bunch of
right.
Yeah, there's techniques you can use.
You stand with one foot slightly in front of the other with your hip turned.
Yeah. No, there's techniques you can use to enhance the parts of your body you're interested in enhancing. Oh my. So Blake Shelton lands it, and that's good for him. Remember his girlfriend Gwen Stefani. I've been hearing some speculation this morning, including inside this very studio, that she's just doing this to get back at her ex-boyfriend who cheated on her, and she's probably very happy today to notch yet again another thing in the "I'm getting back at you" list. Yeah, I'm with the Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah, that's although I'm sure he doesn't feel that way. You want to talk about the royals? Let's move on from the sexiest man alive to a royal to two royals, one of whom, listen, both have been thought of as very sexy. The royals, Prince Harry and Prince William, are apparently in the new Star Wars film. It leaked out. Now it's been confirmed, well, according to sources, that both the royals, Princess Harry and Prince William, along with Tom Hardy and singer Gary Barlow, snuggled into a shimmy their way into stormtrooper outfits, which apparently are not easy to get into. And they all appear in the same scene. They were out there in April of 2016 at Pinewood Studios. And Tom Hardy was hanging around the set at the time. And Gary Barlow had shot a scene in March. So the three of them also shot a scene. And I guess they put them in the same scene through, you know, the magic of computers.
Right.
And as they were in stormtrooper outfits.
Well, so. This has happened before. Daniel Craig, you know, James Bond fame, did this in Force Awakens. He appeared as a stormtrooper in that movie. So celebrities are drawn like moths to the Star Wars franchise. They don't care how they're a part of it. They just want to be a part of it. Okay. In fact, there's a famous story of Samuel L. Jackson desperately wanted to be in Star Wars. So he begged his way in through George Lucas. George Lucas gave him a huge role. He made a Mace Windu. Remember the black stormtrooper? I mean, a Jedi who was like, who eventually ends up, I think, getting killed by the Emperor and thrown off in a dust of lightning. But there he was. He had his purple lightsaber and everything. He got to be in a movie.
John Boyega, who was the star of The Last Jedi, these four are going to be seen guarding his character, Finn, in an elevator in...
Sorry. Don't ruin it for me. I'm not even watching the trailers.
I'm just telling you, when you see him in an elevator and you see the four guards guarding him, that's Prince Harry, Prince William, Tom Hardy, and Gary Barlow. That's who it is. You're so funny.
Not even. I took my headphones off, covered my ears. I'm not listening to any of that nonsense.
I know how to torture you now until this movie comes out December 15th.
You'll shut me up real quick.
I can have... Oh, my gosh. It's going to be my superpower. I found your kryptonite. The world is mine.
Yeah, it always is. It's a woman's world. 822 on WMAL.
Everything we do makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Let's toast to my girlfriend for this incredible meal.
Gather around.
And I'd like to ask her an important question.
Are you asking me to...
Will you tell me what kind of sausage is in this risotto?
I'm not sure what your intentions are with my daughter, but if you can't tell a Premio sausage from any other brand, we have a problem.
Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot of delays, but you need some better news. So Virginia Beltway, I can deliver that. On the inner loop, Braddock Road, that crash to the shoulder. On the outer loop, it's just the volume as you come off the 95 and heading over toward Eisenhower Avenue. Now the Maryland Beltway, the problem, this major crash, cleanup continues in College Park. On the outer loop, before you get to the exit for Route 1 College Park, still looks like just one lane squeezing by this crash. See a tractor trailer, and looks like a box truck even over to the shoulder, so a lot to check out everywhere there. So coming around from Central Avenue, get ready. It's extensive with these delays. Again, in toward New Carrollton, Greenbelt, and College Park eventually. Now on the 95 southbound near the ICC, hitting those delays, and you're thinking, yeah, I'm getting down to the outer loop, but a lot of that's focused inner loop with the rubbernecking problems there. Now on the toll road, inbound near Hunter Mill Road, crash had been over to the shoulder for a while, still off the Greenway, has some stop and go. And the better news on Metro Rail, you're still behind schedule, but they are no longer single tracking orange, blue, and silver line trains. Had some problems with the power issue this morning and then a broken down train. They say all resolved. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move, clouds in this morning, maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
All right, let's put this one up on the WMAL.com on the morning show page. This is great. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, went and visited, you know, they were printing out currency yesterday, and he went to go visit. And if you had your name signed on a dollar bill, and it was the very first sheet of dollar bills with your name signed on it, what would you do? You'd probably take a picture. Well, sure enough, he did. He and his wife, Louise Linton, posed for a hilarious photo. They look like, in the words of some critics, Bond villains, holding up a giant sheet of dollar bills, the two of them. Louise Linton looks very fashionable. The very striking Louise Linton looking very fashionable, holding up. She's got her black leather glove, holding the sheet of dollar bills up, crooked hand over the top, looking very comfortable holding that much money. And Steve Mnuchin, as always, looks kind of dorky, standing behind the money. Hilarious. It's gotten a lot of people talking. Check out the photo. We're posting it to the morning show page this morning on WMAL.com.
It's 8:27.
Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear: British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. The brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. From earless headphones to a touchscreen computer mirror, we're showing you this year's hottest holiday gadgets and gizmos. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow morning at 6.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom.
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll have your harassment roundup. We do it daily. You don't want to miss it. And also, those UCLA basketball players coming back a little bit later than the rest of the team from China. And they were very humble, and they very humbly thanked someone very important.
They're also in big trouble.
It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One of Roy Moore's accusers claims he signed her high school yearbook back in 1977. The lawyer for the Alabama Senate candidate doubts that story.
Attorney Philip Jaregi wants Beverly Young Nelson's 1977 high school yearbook to be released.
We need to have our handwriting expert draw some conclusions. I'm not going to draw them today, and I'm not going to make any allegations that we can't support with an expert.
The attorney for the campaign says Moore vehemently denies signing the book, and he wants it examined to see if it's a fraud. Nelson's attorney, Gloria Allred, said she'll hand it over, but on one condition.
Is he or is he not going to stand up, take the oath, and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help him God, before the United States Senate?
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
D.C. police are looking for witnesses to help them investigate four separate shooting incidents over a four-hour period late last night, and all five people were shot. One was killed, a woman on Just Street Northeast. The U.S. Justice Department is threatening to cut off federal crime-fighting funds for D.C. because of its city status as a sanctuary city. 28 other cities and states have also been told by the Justice Department they could face the possible loss of federal funds. An outside review of the way Charlottesville police handled the white nationalist rally in August finds that there was poor communications between state and local responders. The review, commissioned by Virginia officials, says that communication breakdown led to confusion about the rules of engagement with protesters. A Maryland state senator from Baltimore, who was already indicted for accepting illegal payments, has now been indicted again for obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say Senator Nathaniel Oakes tipped off the target of a federal investigation. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,271, the NASDAQ at 6,706. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. It's now four straight wins for the Wizards as they beat Miami. College hoops, wins for Maryland and Georgetown, losses for AU and Navy. The Caps are in Colorado tonight, and Max Scherzer wins the National League Cy Young Award. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Okay. You've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up, because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple things to watch for. First in town on the Rock Creek Parkway, all lanes going in the southbound direction. Unfortunately, we have a crash near the Kennedy Center, so after you pass Virginia Avenue, crews dealing with one lane that is blocked, thus the heavier delays there. Constitution Avenue. Now, your travel lanes are open as you come off the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, albeit very slow, same with Memorial Bridge. But just north of Constitution Avenue, 17th Street, blocked between Constitution and H. Police say that'll be blocked with police activity for an undetermined amount of time. So have to use 14th or some other routes to get you around. That closure, 17th, puts it north of DAR Constitution Hall. Now, getting into town across the 14th Street Bridge, the obstacle earlier this morning was the crash on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's been cleared for a long time, but the damage has been done early on here this morning. So out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge, jammed. And hang on, Maryland Beltway, you need to know this before you go, or if you're in these delays, what's going on the outer loop in College Park before you get to the exit for Route 1. That's where we have a crash. Now two lanes, so some improvement. Two lanes now could buy the accident, but it is just inching along. Same story with the inner loop to look. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds are mixed with some sunshine, a passing shower. Upper 50s, overnight tonight, falling down to 39 degrees. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a high 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Stafford, 43 in Gaithersburg, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is time for your daily harassment roundup.
Seems like it's all over the place, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, and you know, we're making light of it, but it's sad, and I just don't know where this is all going, and I don't know. I don't know. What bothers me about all of this is that I think some of these claims are absolutely legitimate and need to be addressed, but it's almost overwhelming to the point where I think the really serious ones aren't going to be addressed.
I wonder, as we watch sort of like members of Congress, as we watch, you know, aspiring members of Congress, members of Hollywood, members of the media elite sort of undergo this process, this cleansing, this like rooting out the sexual harassers and assaulters in our midst. Do you think this is a net positive in the end? Do you think in the end society will have improved because of all of this?
I think it depends on how far the pendulum swings the other way. Because I fear, and I've said this over and over again, I fear a society where, you know, a teenage boy going up and asking a girl out and she kind of like, you know, blows him off. And so he comes back and asks her again. Suddenly he's harassing her because she told him no the first time. And so now he's harassing her and there's a restraining order and he's labeled a sex offender or something. You know, I just fear the pendulum swinging so far the other way.
Yeah, I mean, like, think about it. I mean, young men, I can tell you, having been one, young men spend a lot of time trying to figure out, how do I convince a girl to like me? How do I convince this girl that I like that she should like me? And some of your friends give you good advice. Some of your friends give you bad advice. But like, you know, what she doesn't want to be. For instance, do you ask her to kiss her? Do you say, may I kiss you? Is that an appropriate way to initiate the contact that girl's desperately hoping you don't make awkward? So these are the challenges. And, like, we're asking now our kids to run into these things. Anyway, at the end of this, I just hope everyone's a lot more sensible about it. That people, you know, that we don't overtax. And, of course, we are going to overtax. Somebody is going to be accused of something nasty who doesn't deserve it.
Yep.
And something bad is going to happen. And we're going, as a society, we'll pause and we'll look back on it and go, whoa, should that have happened?
Yep.
Should we have gone that far with these accusations?
After we burn them at the stake. We'll wonder if it should have been done.
Precisely. And it'll come at some point.
Think about Hollywood. And just one last note on this. But think about how Hollywood portrays relationships and how many teenagers look to the movies as to, oh, I remember that movie. You know what he did? It was so cool and she loved it. And he like just took her and he's like, she's like, no, I don't want to go out with you. He just kisses her and she melts in his arms. Well, that's sexual assault now because he didn't ask her permission before.
What about the famous picture of the sailor in Times Square?
Yes.
Like dipping the woman in Times Square, yes, and kissing her. Have you heard the story that like that? That was sexual assault. She was not down for it. She was resisting it. It's like one of the most iconic romantic photos of all time.
Yep.
So, anyway, difficult to navigate. And now we've got members of Congress attempting to, this week, lawmakers introducing a bill yesterday, the Me Too bill, targeting sexual harassment in Congress. This after people like Representative Jackie Speier and Congresswoman Barbara Comstock have made allegations regarding sexual harassment going on within Congress. Jackie Speier and Kirsten Gillibrand introduced this bill yesterday aimed at streamlining the response to sexual harassment in Congress. They say this, quote, there's a serious sexual harassment problem in Congress, and too many congressional offices are not taking this problem seriously at all. This will change the rules to make it easier to go after members of Congress who sexually harass people within the institution.
And it looks like the left is starting to have a come-to-Jesus moment with Bill Clinton. You have Chelsea Handler on Sunday. She tweeted out, allegedly referring to Roy Moore. She tweeted out, imagine being molested by an older man. Then that man denies ever doing it and then goes on, right, and gets elected to the United States Senate. What kind of message does that send to young girls everywhere and men to all the women and men to all the men who abuse women? Well, Juanita Broderick,
right,
saw that.
Bill Clinton's rape accuser.
Yes. And she said, yeah, Chelsea Handler, I can imagine. I was raped by the Arkansas AG, who then becomes governor and president, and NBC held my interview explaining the rape until after his impeachment hearing. But I'm sure you don't want to go there. So Chelsea Handler,
like days later,
taken back because I'm sure she had to have someone explain to her who Juanita Broderick was, says, I'm sorry, I'm just seeing this. You're right, and I apologize to you for not knowing your story.
Whoa.
Democrats, along with Republicans and the rest of the world's political parties, all need to do better and respect the firsthand accounts of victims. I believe you. And Broderick just tweeted back, thank you.
Okay, so There's a couple things baked into this of importance. One is obviously having such a famous liberal decide that they're ready to break against Bill Clinton. The other is for her to say the following. I apologize to you for not knowing your story. Chelsea Handler has been a part of the press for a while. Not the press, but the media at large. She's been a comedian. She's been involved in having political conversations. She sees herself as a political pundit, a political comedian. And this is a story she's not familiar with. Boy, does this not tell you about the bubbles we live in America, where one half of the country can know the story of Juanita Broderick, and the other half, or in this case, the media elite, can be totally ignorant of it. Can be like, how do you say, is that Juanita?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that? Like, as if she had never heard of her. The woman was at the debate. The Trump campaign, or whomever, people associated with the Trump campaign, brought her to a debate last year in order to put it in Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's face. Like, these accusers are still out there. They still exist. Juanita Broderick's story is not being respected. And now, only now, is it beginning to get the at least some glance from the left.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, Steve Bannon, just to give you an update on Roy Moore, since we kind of touched on him, Steve Bannon is standing...
His biggest backer, yeah.
Is standing behind Roy Moore. He is not jumping ship. There was a piece in the Daily Beast that kind of alluded to Steve Bannon backing away from Roy Moore, but apparently that is not the case. According to those close to Bannon, the former White House chief strategist has not changed his plans to campaign on Moore's behalf and to back similarly provocative candidates in GOP primaries primary races across the country next year. And he continues to believe Moore's denials.
Now, I spoke to Keith Coffler. We spoke to him earlier this week. I talked to him again yesterday. And I asked him about Bannon. I was like, you know, Bannon calls himself the honey badger, meaning like he's never going to be turned away from anything he believes in. He's always going to go for it 100%. And I said, is he going to be the honey badger, or does the honey badger ever, you know, wave the flag of surrender here? He said, he's a honey badger, but he's not an idiot. So we will see. Right now, the reports seem to be that Bannon's sticking by his man. But if in the end this guy loses because of these allegations, and if these allegations become even more credible over time, this is the kind of thing that could wound Bannon's ability to be considered a kingmaker in congressional politics, the type of person who picks winners.
Yeah, and two polls out there, a local poll in Alabama shows Roy Moore still ahead, but not as many points. It is narrow, only by 6 points. But then the National Republican Senatorial Committee did a poll and shockingly shows Roy Moore trailing by 12 points.
Yeah, some people casting curious glances as that the NRSC just dropped its support for Roy Moore.
Yeah. 8:45 on WMAL. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witt is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway College Park, update. All lanes have been reopened, but man, you're sitting in these delays thinking, how long is this going to take? Back near Central Avenue with the outer loop jam through New Carrollton, Greenbelt to College Park. So you know before you go, you're going to need plenty of extra time and patience there cutting through town. Maybe 410, you can get off at 50 over to 410. Use that as an option if you can head toward that stretch. On the southbound side of 95 from the ICC, your jam to get onto that inner loop of the Beltway in College Park. You were checking out all the activity. Again, the outer loop, College Park, the crash now to the shoulder. It's going to be a while till we can clear those delays. That has been the story on 395. The crash as you come across the 14th Street Bridge near the 3rd Street Tunnel, it's been cleared for a while, but still with those residual delays pushing north through Springfield. Yes, off of 95 still into town. Heads up on the Rock Creek Parkway coming inbound southbound near the Kennedy Center. Had a lane blocked with the crash. Northbound GW Parkway near the Memorial Circle for the incident with big delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds and some chillier air starts to filter in today. Anything in terms of precipitation will be light and widely scattered. A passing shower otherwise. Plenty of cloud cover. Maybe some sunshine. Upper 50s falling maybe into the 40s by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Get in the holiday spirit at Potomac Petals and Plants. Set your table in style with their holiday line from Vietri. Also now in stock, a huge selection of candles and potpourris for the holidays. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Give you an update on what happened to those UCLA basketball players. LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, Jalen Hill. Three players busted for shoplifting when they were in China about a week ago or so. And in the process, got thrown in jail. President Trump just so happened to be there for a previously scheduled Asia trip. And when he was there, he made a point of stopping and talking to President Xi in order to ask him, hey, can you get these guys out? Can you please release them? And sure enough, that happened. Yesterday morning, the president had tweeted that he'd like to, you know, he was waiting to see whether or not these players would thank him for their release. He said yesterday around 10 o'clock, he said, do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail. Well, sure enough, here's Jay Hill of yesterday thanking a whole bunch of people to include Mr. President.
I would like to thank everyone involved in this whole ordeal. Thank you to Chris, Doug, Gloria, and Jerry for staying with us the whole time. Thank you to the police department, which treated us very well. Thank you to the Pac-12 and the whole UCLA community that helped us the whole way. And thank you to the United States government and President Trump for your efforts to bring us home.
And here's Cody Riley.
To President Trump and the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf. We really appreciate you helping us out.
LiAngelo Ball.
I would also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they provided as well. I'm grateful to be back home, and I'll never make a mistake like this again.
All right, so they're all very grateful to the President of the United States. I should say that they've been suspended by their school indefinitely, at least for now. They'll figure out exactly how long that suspension will run for. We talked about this earlier in the show, and as we were talking about it, the President tweeted the following. To the three UCLA basketball players, I say, you're welcome. Go out and give a big thank you now to President Xi Jinping of China, who made your release possible, and have a great life, he writes in all caps. Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life. So the president extending some of that credit to President Xi, obviously, who decided to say yes to that release request.
It was very fatherly advice there. You know, he could have hammered those kids, and he didn't. It was very, that was very nice. That was good advice. That was very fatherly, and, yes, and I like to see that side of him.
Looking for that CNN headline today. Measured fatherly advice from President Trump.
Yeah, hold your breath. 849 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at Showmasters Gun Show.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is coconut oil healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A recent New York Times survey found 72% of Americans thought coconut oil was healthy. So why does the American Heart Association advise against its use? Well, while coconut oil can help you raise your HDL or good cholesterol, it also raises your LDL. Remember, L is for lousy. That's because it contains mostly saturated fat, which is also found in large quantities in butter and red meat. Like many other oils, coconut oil is calorie dense, which means consuming large amounts without reducing other calorie sources can lead to weight gain. Just one tablespoon has 120 calories, about the same as a large apple or 4 cups of air-popped popcorn. So yes, a little coconut oil, that's fine from time to time. But day to day, you're better off with vegetable oils such as olive, canola, or soybean. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite. com.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans, and so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
It's 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
Okay, thank you so much, Mary. You too. And for our commuters that are still hung up in some of these delays, the positive news on the Beltway College Park is that the crash is out of the travel lanes. Now, unfortunately, you're still in these major delays coming out of Largo, almost back near Forestville, near Route 4. So that'll be off and on through New Carrollton, Greenbelt, and again over to College Park. Interloop side was slow with the rubbernecking delays as well. 270 near Montrose Road, southbound for the late crash there. On the toll road, still a bit of volume coming off the Greenway through Herndon and Reston, but improving toward Hunter Mill Road where we had the earlier crash. Hang on, 395, Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge with big delays continuing. GW Parkway, 66 over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and everyone onto Constitution Avenue. Slow, we still have a lane blocked with the work zone, which it will be. It's a long-term work zone. As you head up towards 17th Street, you lose a lane. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. Clouds in this morning. Maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tis the season to give thanks for the TGIT winter finales.
I need this.
First, the Grey's winter finale in three words. Twisty, terrifying, terminal.
What the hell is happening?
Why is everybody dying?
What?
Then, one scandal gladiator may be gone for good.
Quinn's dead, right?
You don't know that.
And on how to get away with murder.
Where's my baby?
What happened that insane night?
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. From earless headphones to a touchscreen computer mirror, we're showing you this year's hottest holiday gadgets and gizmos. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow morning at 6.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. For all the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now, I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
So coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, well, hopefully we'll have some answers on the tax bill. Yeah. It's supposed to be a vote today.
President off to the Capitol at 11:20 this morning. And then the Saints are where the Redskins are going this weekend. So Larry Michael will join us. And then Britt Baer should join us tomorrow. I think that's how you pronounce that.
You think that's how you pronounce that? Say that again.
Baer.
Oh, Baer. Okay. Okay. Right. That was a little better second time around. Well, nothing to talk about. The president is back. We got some tax stuff. We got some Roy Moore stuff. We got craziness at schools. We got a lot of stuff.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.